The STEP program is also going to look at the soft skills.
I mean, it costs the government of Japan, quite a bit to have the volunteers here.
DPS in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, John Calix, as government gives support to the GOVC program. And before him, Honorable Harold Also on new dimensions to the STEP program. This is Government Notebook. The details of these stories and much more are coming up.
GIS, serving you better. GIS.
Good day, I am Claudia Monlui, and welcome to Government Notebook for today, Friday, May 18th, 2012. The Ministry of Social Transformation is stepping up the Short-Term Employment Program, STEP. The original cleanup and beautification program still holds. However, there will be a broadening of the paradigm to include a capacity building component. Minister for Social Transformation, Local Government and Community Empowerment, Honorable Harold Also, says, although STEP has had a positive impact, a lot more will be accomplished with the new approach.
The STEP program is also going to look at looking at the soft skills, conflict resolution, how to get an ID card, how to get a birth certificate, how to open a bank account. These are things we take for granted, but these are things people cannot do. And under the STEP program, we are going to train you. We're going to pay you to come to the classes and train you to do these basic things. If we are serious about our people in this country, if we are serious about empowering our people, if we are serious about alleviating poverty, these are the little things that we must do.
Minister Dalso is also advocating greater support and appreciation for the elderly. He says caregivers will be employed by the Ministry of Social Transformation to care for the elderly as part of the short-term employment program.
We are going to train young people to go and take care of elderly people. There are too many elderly people in the community left by themselves during the whole day. They can't change the pampers on them. They cannot do. So we will give the elderly people the pampers and a food voucher. They will buy the food. We will pay somebody the same $50 of the step, and they will go with the elderly person, sit down there with them, cook for them, take care of them, and next week another person will then go, so that it will take care of our elderly. We have to take care of our elderly people.
For the 2012-2013 financial year, government has allocated $4.5 million for the Short-Term Employment Program, STEP. There will be five cycles of the program as follows: in July, August, to provide relief to coincide with the reopening of school; in October, to aid in disaster mitigation; in December, to provide assistance prior to Christmas; in February, in the lead-up to Independence; and in April, to provide relief prior to Easter. STEP will be executed through the St. Lucia Special Development Fund, SSDF. Cognizant of the many successes under the Japan Overseas Cooperation Volunteers, JOCV, government has expressed its commitment to help sustain the program. This was revealed by Japanese officials as they reviewed the program yesterday. Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Mr. John Calix, says, as with many other cooperation programs, the GOVC has been impacted by the economic slowdown.
I mean, it costs the government of Japan, quite a bit to have the volunteers here. But, I mean, they finance the volunteers, actually. We just make a very small contribution. As any other program, the program is going to be reviewed now. Essentially, before, volunteers had a maximum of 2 years in St. Lucia. And for what we are gathering now, because of the crisis and the tsunami in Japan, they are now rethinking the program. So we're not sure what the outcome is going to be. It may be that the volunteers spend less time in St. Lucia, probably a year. Or it may be that they send less volunteers to St. Lucia. I think annually they send approximately 12 to 15. So now they may decide to send 8 or 9 instead of the 15. So we're not sure what the outcome is going to be, but whatever it is that we can do to continue with the program in St. Lucia, and we can work with the government of Japan and the volunteers and the office here to ensure that the program continues for, indefinitely.
St. Lucia has benefited immensely over several decades through the assistance provided by the Japanese volunteers in the areas of childcare, education, and community empowerment, among others. The Deputy Permanent Secretary says the volunteers, who are all professionals in their fields, have imparted a lot of knowledge to St. Lucians during their service on island.
Kind of the price to volunteers coming in to provide, you know, guidance and assistance to our people. So although it is not financial assistance, but the technical assistance that is being provided is invaluable. One of the things that we've tried to put in place over the years with the program is that the volunteers are attached to a local solution. So whatever sector that they are placed in, there's an officer who shadows or understudies the volunteer. So that in turn helps with the sustainability.
At present, there are 10 Japanese volunteers attached to various institutions on the island as part of the GOCV program. Launched in 1965, the program is one of Japan's international cooperation agency's JICA principal activities as part of its international cooperation on behalf of the government of Japan. You are listening to Government Notebook. When we come back, Senator the Honorable Dr. James Fletcher to address the opening of the 6th Caribbean Environmental Forum. Stay with us.
We must care for the earth and protect the environment.
How can we care for our environment and preserve our resources for future generations?
The birds and the trees, the fish and the sea.
Protected areas use good management practices to maintain biological diversity and guide the use of resources. The natural and cultural resources in a protected area are used in a manner which allows plants and animals to grow healthy and replenish themselves. In this way, these resources are available for use over a long period of time. And most importantly, they help conserve a valuable resource for future generations. You depend on nature for survival and the quality of your life. Can nature depend on you?
Welcome back. St. Lucia's Minister for Sustainable Development, Energy, Science and Technology, Senator the Honorable Dr. James Fletcher, will deliver an address at the official opening of the 6th Caribbean Environmental Forum, CEF6, and the 16th Annual Wider Caribbean Waste Management Conference on the 22nd of May at the St. Kitts Marriott Hotel. The Caribbean Environmental Forum is the premier sustainable development and environment forum in the Caribbean, and it brings together a wide cross-section of professionals involved or working in environmental and development issues. The theme of this year's forum is the green economy, challenges and opportunities in managing health, water, waste, land, energy, climate change and other natural resources. Dr. Fletcher's address will focus on the role of science and technology in the green economy and ways in which the private sector can integrate science and technology in the transitioning to the green economy. The Ministry of Commerce, Investment, Business Development and Consumer Affairs says it is enthusiastically preparing for the upcoming Expo 2012, which was launched by the Office of the Private Sector Relations, St. Lucia's TIPA, on Tuesday. Minister for Commerce, the Honorable Emma Hippolyte, has noted that the ministry sees Expo 2012 as a platform to accomplish some of its own objectives in terms of the delivery of improved services to the business community. In that regard, a rebranding of the entire ministry is under consideration as one of the key exercises to be undertaken in the short term. The Expo will be used as a forum to generate greater awareness and understanding of the ministry's core services and to engage the public in an improved customer service-oriented manner. As a foretaste of the quality standards, the ministry is seeking to exemplify as a leading agency supporting the competitive sectors of the economy. A press conference with Honorable Emma Hippolyte to speak on these issues will be held on Friday, May 18, 2012 at 11 a.m. at the Ministry of Commerce, Investment, Business Development and Consumer Affairs. On the notice board, slope stability works in the lower Tuapito area, which began on Wednesday, May 16, is ongoing. Due to the heavy use of equipment and for the concern of motorists and pedestrians, the road in that area will not be accessible to motor vehicular traffic. Please be advised that the lower Tuapito road will be closed until further notice.
And now, here's what's coming up on NTN.
It's the weekend once again, and you can join the National Television Network for Weflishi at 6:15 this evening. And immediately following that, it's Take Two, a second look at the major happenings in government for the past week. That's tonight on NTN. And now for a second look at our top story. Minister for Social Transformation, Local Government and Community Empowerment, Honorable Harold Also, says although STEP has had a positive impact, a lot more will be accomplished with a new approach. You have been listening to Government Notebook. On behalf of Information Technician Chevrolet Marius and the entire GIS NTN team, I am Claudia Monwi wishing you an enjoyable weekend.